Don't call yourself a software engineer, and other career advice. I can only imagine what it's like learning the skill of programming in this day and age. What does an average college class look like? What is the CS professor teaching? And students, how do you reconcile what you are learning versus the job market? I know if I was a student today, I would at least attempt to make connections on LinkedIn to prepare for a future where I would need those connections to get a job. But LinkedIn is not a real place. It might have been at one point, but it certainly isn't today. Everybody is an AI engineer, leverager, prompter, or professional. If I wasn't in the industry, it would be really confusing. I see my ex-colleagues right there on LinkedIn, gainfully employed, yet they still felt the need to update their titles. We've worked together, I know their current roles, or at least I thought I knew. Now that same role leverages AI in a way that has enabled them. The software engineers, though, their role has remained the same, while the entire marketing department has switched to AI first. The software engineer is being left behind. The whole company is moving fast, yet the person writing the code using Claude, Cursor, Copilot, Codex, that same person remains a mere software engineer. In some cases, this person even calls himself a software developer. It reminds me of the days we used to call ourselves programmers. You know, we reluctantly accepted the title of software engineer, feeling that imposter syndrome, knowing that our code isn't as reliable as it looks. Patrick McKenzie wrote something short of a manifesto to convince us to market ourselves as software engineers. I mean, yes, we were just building CRUD applications for our employers, maybe an expense tracker and accounting software here and there. It didn't feel very impressive, but companies didn't care about the technical elegance of our code. They were just happy to get such a valuable product that helped them save money and increase revenue. It's not hard to see how an engineer can create business value in the real world. Software is eating the world, after all, and everything runs on software. When you call yourself a programmer, you undersell your competence and the value you create. But you are a problem solver. You are a business contributor. You directly affect the company's bottom line. Today, we don't need convincing anymore. We are software engineers. But I think we missed the point of Patrick's essay. Maybe we stopped reading a little too early. Maybe we didn't read anything past the title, actually. While I think his argument for not calling ourselves programmers is convincing, I think the meat of it was in the career advice he offered. What he was trying to convince us is that the outcome of our work is what's important, not the form. To grow in this field of tech, the programming language and the framework we use had little relevance. Instead, he talked about attending conferences and meetups, blogging and participating online, helping people, building professional relationships. These are things software engineers still avoid today, and then they wonder why they have a hard time getting the next job. He spoke on the value of communication as a skill, salary negotiation, navigating politics at work. Only those who read past the title benefited from this advice. I mean, I know I did. But Patrick is nowhere to be found in this new landscape we find ourselves in. AI is eating the world now. The workplace is transformed and there are no signs of ever going back. What is the career advice for the year 2026? If you are on LinkedIn, you must have noticed everyone is changing their work title. Is that what we're supposed to do? Did I miss the memo? I didn't read Patrick's latest manifesto, if there are any. But let me get ahead and suggest a few AI-enabled titles to get you started. If you were a backend engineer, you are now an AI platform engineer. If you worked as DRE, you can now switch to Decision Intelligence Pipeline. If you ever updated the cron job, Well, my friend, now you know about autonomous agents. If you had the word blockchain in your title, I mean, it's even easier. You can make a one-to-one replacement from blockchain to AI. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. I don't think changing the title will have the same impact as going from programmer to software engineer. The title was just semantics. The real value remains in the career advice. And I think Patrick's advice remains just as effective today as it did so many years ago. If you want to grow as a software engineer, don't worry about mastering React. Instead, learn the fundamentals of programming and you will have no trouble navigating the different environments. Experience comes from working. Don't stop there though. Meet people. Join those conferences, blog about your experience, help others, make those connections with people. In fact, send emails and reply to emails. Hop on a call. You will be surprised how much easier it is to get an interview when you aren't application 234 in a list of 1,000. In fact, you can stop listening to me right now and go read Patrick's essay. Pretend that the title of his essay is "Don't Call Yourself a Software Engineer." By the way, this is a nod to Patrick's article titled "Don't Call Yourself a Programmer and Other Career Advice." And Patrick was not consulted before writing this article. And I don't think he was harmed either. Thank you for listening.